combing through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, Disc 3. Hello everybody, hello, welcome one and all to another episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019. And baby, I was born this way. Disc 3, officially part 3 of the epic 6-part finale of the Strictly Sonic Show as we're covering Disc 3 of Sonic Frontiers. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I know you love this game because it's so universally well-received, so if you got any thoughts, make sure you're sharing them with me at radiose.ga/discord. Talk to me. I'm here for you. 25 tracks for you on the docket as part of the third disc, and we're covering Aris Island today. So, I say let's just get into it, man. Gonna be probably somewhat similar to last week. Yeah, maybe longer, actually. There's less jingles and cutscenes on this disc, actually. So, let's see how today goes. Five blocks of five. Let's go. Maybe. I'll see. I'll see what happens as things move forward. Let me start slapping some tracks on the deck. This goes here, and this goes here. All right, perfect. Let's get into the swing of things. Music coming at you. Alrighty, welcome back. That was your first break, and in case you're wondering, cutscene Super Sonic Fallen, Aris Island First MVT, cutscene Intangible Knuckles, Cyberspace 2-1, Slice and Sway, and Guardian Shark. 20 more tracks on the docket today. Let's talk a little bit about Aris Island's plot synopsis. This actually works out pretty well, but they're not very long, but I got one paragraph per block, so... this works out for the show format for today, so here it goes. As Super Sonic approaches his destination of Aris Island, he's hit by a laser beam that knocks him back to his base form. To his further annoyance, the emeralds promptly scatter across the new island. As he sets out in search of the gems, Sonic discovers Knuckles the Echidna trapped in the same sort of prison that held Amy. Upon rescuing him, Sonic snarkily asks what Knuckles is doing so far away from home. Knuckles explains that he was exploring some of the ruins when he was transported into the island and then trapped. Sonic asks Knuckles to help him search for the Chaos Emeralds so they can go home. So I'm trying to think if there's anything I should say about this. I'm not sure how I felt about Aris Island, honestly. Aris was interesting, but can only take interest in desert settings for so long before they get really obnoxious, and it didn't feel awful when I was playing Sonic Frontiers, but Aris is kind of a little tricky and a little easy to get lost in certain areas, like trying to find your way from path to path. What did you like about it? Alright, let's throw this back to the music. Let's see. Bumper on deck, and this track here, and this track here. Alright, cool. Next block. Stick around.
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Welcome back. That was your second break, and in case you're wondering, Eris Island second NVT, cutscene Titan Puppeteer, Guardian Strider, Cyberspace 2-2 Heavenly Sky, and cutscene Rejection. 15 tracks left for you. Let's hit that plot synopsis some more. Further into the island, Sonic encounters the draconic titan known as Wyvern. It ignores Sonic until Sage appears, stating that she cannot fully control the titan, but she can make it aggressive towards Sonic. The Hedgehog is forced to escape from Wyvern's missile barrage, which Sage identifies as his last warning to leave... Why is this typed like that? Has his last learning to leave. Sonic simply scoffs at the mysterious girl's apparent concept of warning people away. Later on, Sage tries to attack Sonic directly, only for Knuckles to jump in and block her laser blast. However, Knuckles prepares to fight Sage, but Sonic stops him, realizing that she is trying to protect something or someone from him. Sage seems shaken, but refuses to elaborate as she vanishes once more. Who could that person be? Yeah, I'm just kidding. We all know who it is. Alright, back into the music, I guess. Let's see. Where are we? That's track 10. Time for track 11. Oh, this makes sense. This one goes here. Of course. Okay, stick around. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Third breakdown, you're almost done for today. That block you heard, Aris Island, Third NVT, Cyberspace 2-3, Nostalgic Sweep, Cutscene The Vision, Cutscene Builders of the Ancient Civilization, and Aris Island, Fourth NVT. 10 tracks left. And let's see. Debating giving them to you all at once. I probably won't. Alright, let's hit that plot synopsis some more. Let's see. As the search for the Chaos Emeralds continues, Sonic and Knuckles assist a group of Coco soldiers that were separated from their commander. This eventually leads them to witness a memory of a battle between the Ancients and an unknown enemy. Another troop of Coco are taking refuge in the temple that reminds Knuckles of the ruins on Angel Island, making him wonder if the Ancients are related to his own tribe's past. After Sonic helps him defend the temple from the incoming Guardians, Knuckles admits that he envies Sonic's reliving ways and resolves to explore the world himself once he's returned to normal. Alright, one paragraph left, two breaks to go. Let's take care of one of those now. That goes there. Back into music appreciation mode. This song, yep, okay. And then, okay, cool, stick around.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
Why do I get this feeling of deja vu? My brain is still related.
welcome back. So, I changed my mind. As I was queuing up for that fourth break, the fourth break had all the bigger songs in it, which left us with, like, 2 minutes worth of tracks left for the fifth break, so I just gave them to you all at once. So let's wrap up this plot synopsis of Aris Island, and let's call it a day. After claiming six of the Chaos Emeralds, Sonic makes his way to the Wyvern, suspecting that the Titan is holding on to the last gemstone in an effort to stop him from going super. After a dynamic ascent and aerial pursuit, he reaches Wyvern's head and becomes supersonic once more to engage the Titan in battle. Destroying Wyvern gives him another vision of an ancient. This one is lamenting on the unexpected demise of a comrade. Rendezvousing with Knuckles, who brags that he would have beaten Wyvern sooner if he were able to go super, Supersonic tells him that he has one more Titan to defeat so that they can all return back to normal. He expresses worry for the missing Tails, but Knuckles assures him that the Fox will be alright. Alright, that's it for today. That is all 25 tracks of the third disc of the OST. You're halfway done. Why don't I try to import the next CD right now to tell you what you're looking at for next week. And let's see, importing. You're looking at 23 tracks next week as we head forward to Chaos Island. So, alright, make sure you're there for that. There are 3 episodes left of the Strictly Sonic Show, and I'd be happy to have you there. So I will see you next time, but until then, I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye!